It's the Bradfield Weather Podcast, underwritten by McAllen Construction. McAllen Construction, from the first dig to the last nail, and McAllen Construction does snow removal. I am Dan Lavallo. He is, I think, meteorologist Bradfield, because as we record this podcast on Thursday, January 25th, it's so foggy. Brad, I can't. Is that you, Brad?
You can barely see me.
Yeah, I can barely see you.
Yeah, I'll tell you, the snow is melting, Dan. I mean, it's looked like New England around here for about a week. It's felt like New England around here for about a week. We are going into a little bit of a thaw for today, obviously. I think some towns will get up into the 50s today, and when you put that warm air across the snow cover, you get this dense fog. It's going to eat away at the snow, and the snow will be practically gone, except for some piles, I think, coming up for tomorrow. And then we're fairly mild both tomorrow and Saturday. But do I have a weather headline for you, Dan?
Well, Brad, we have breaking weather. So what is going on?
Yeah, we've got some breaking weather information. I've talked to you on the podcast in previous episodes about this juicy southern jet, compliments of the El Nino pipeline. And we've seen a lot of moisture this month. I mean, in excess of 6 inches of melted precipitation. And we've had 13.6 inches of snow at Bradley International Airport this month, January of 2024. The weather headline, Dan, is we could probably be adding to that total of 13.6 inches, perhaps significantly, coming in on Sunday night and Monday morning. So that's my weather headline to grab your attention right off the bat.
Okay, and we'll get to that a bit later, but there's also, speaking of Sunday, two NFL conference title games, one in San Francisco, the other in Baltimore, and you have a weather update on that.
Yeah, exactly, Dan. One is going to be impacted by weather big time, and one will not really have any weather issues at all. The Kansas City at Baltimore game is first. That's at 3 p.m. on Sunday, and you will see a rainstorm ongoing for that, and temperatures in the 40s. Dan, that is the exact same storm that will be impacting us up here in Connecticut. We will see rain breaking out, I think, on Sunday afternoon, but then cold air will trend into the storm, and we'll see a flip from rain to snow on Sunday night, but we'll get to that in a minute. Back to the other football game. Detroit will be playing at San Francisco, 6:30 p.m. Eastern. So, of course, the sun is still up out there at that time. It looks like a mostly sunny afternoon in San Francisco with temperatures in the 60s, probably falling off into the 50s as we head toward dusk. So that's the weather prediction this weekend. Dan, what have you got for a sports prediction, a score prediction maybe?
Well, believe it or not, looking back at last week's divisional playoffs, I had all of the games correct. I was 4-0 in my prediction.
So there you go.
I don't know what's going to translate into my predictions for this, but I will say that I believe that San Francisco and Baltimore will win, although I'm still going back and forth on the Kansas City Baltimore game. One side of me says Baltimore, the other side of me says Kansas City. So I might change my mind by the time I really look at things by Sunday. That said, I'm going to go with San Francisco and Baltimore right now.
Okay, sounds good.
How about
for
you?
For me, I really don't care, Dan, because Detroit is kind of a Cinderella team, and I always enjoy the Cinderella teams. I would have loved if Green Bay could have gone forward, but Detroit, I love Jared Goff, and I think the coach is doing a great job for them, and you feel for the city. They're so excited about this. They haven't had game of this magnitude in decades. San Francisco, I like them. I like the coach. I like Purdy, nice guy. And, you know, so I don't mind if either team wins. The team I want to lose is Kansas City. I can kind of see, like, why fans across the country got so sick of the Patriots. I mean, I wasn't sick of the Patriots because they were my team. They still are my team, but year after year after year, they're in the championship game and going on to the Super Bowl and so forth. So I can see why fans across the country kind of got tired of them, as I am getting of Kansas City. So I hope Baltimore, and then I don't care between Detroit and San Francisco. I just hope it's a good game.
Me too. Brad,
I'll predict Detroit, Dan, just to go against you. not just because of the Cinderella effect.
All right.
So I'm going to go with them.
Okay. We will return to the Bradfield Weather Podcast in just a moment. I want to talk a bit about McAllen Construction, underwriters of the Bradfield Weather Podcast. McAllen Construction is a full-service construction company centrally located in the state of Connecticut in Prospect and servicing the entire state. In fact, McAllen Construction has been servicing the entire state for more than a quarter of a century. And McAllen Construction also handles snow removal. You heard Brad. We are in store for a lot of snow. McAllen Construction will handle snow removal at private residences, public buildings, schools, commercial buildings. McAllen Construction is the place to call for snow removal. In fact, they are on call 24/7, 365 days a year. McAllen Construction is a woman-owned small minority business handling residential and commercial building projects, utility construction, site work, water and sewer repairs and installation, and much, much more. McAllen Construction is licensed with the state of Connecticut and insured. Give McAllen Construction a call at 203-758-3474. That's 203-758-3474. Or go online, McAllenConstructionCT.com. McAllenConstructionCT.com. McAllen Construction, from the first dig to the last nail. Brad, we are putting this podcast together, as we mentioned earlier, on January 25th. So what does it look like on the weather map?
Dan, what we're seeing today is a cold front. You'd never believe it. A cold front pushing across Connecticut. Temperatures will shoot up into the upper 40s and low 50s, though, prior to that front coming across. And we'll lower the temperatures maybe about 10 degrees tomorrow, but still it's going to be mild with readings up into the low 40s. Now, by daybreak Friday, so that's January 26th, we'll see a low pressure system out over Detroit, and the front that goes through us today will be returning as a warm front tomorrow. It'll be strung out from, say, Pittsburgh to Atlantic City to south of Nantucket. So we will be on the cooler side tomorrow. So instead of low 50s, I'm thinking low 40s tomorrow. So we're getting incrementally colder, but still not all that cold. And a burst of rain late tonight and tomorrow morning with that storm in Detroit and the attendant warm front. Now, by daybreak Saturday, we will see high pressure from the northern tip of Maine to about Cleveland. That's significant because it's going to start pumping in colder air. So that's happening around daybreak Saturday. Meanwhile, daybreak Saturday, low pressure is coming out of the Gulf of Mexico and moving up into Mississippi. Now, by Sunday morning, the low-pressure area is near Raleigh-Durham, North Carolina, so sort of smack dab in the middle of North Carolina, and we will be seeing a fresh shot of Arctic air setting up into eastern Canada. Now, you think, well, eastern Canada is still a few hundred miles away from us here in Connecticut. But meteorologically, that's not very far at all. So once this storm near Raleigh-Durham on Sunday morning tracks to around the benchmark. Now, remember, we talk about the benchmark being the place where storms go. They track there if we're going to get a big snowstorm in Connecticut and southern New England. The benchmark is about 40 degrees north latitude, 70 degrees west longitude. That's a position south and east of Nantucket. So the storm will track from Raleigh-Durham Sunday morning to the benchmark area, maybe a little south of the benchmark, by daybreak Monday. Now, as the storm is intensifying and it has its counterclockwise circulation, it's going to grab some of that Arctic air up in eastern Canada and pull it into the storm. So it will infuse the Arctic air into the storm. And I think that's when we'll see the rapid intensification. And that's when I think we'll see a heavy burst of snow Sunday night and Monday morning. And we'll get to them in just a moment, but some of the computer models are already showing some impressive snow amounts. In any event, Dan, by Tuesday, the storm is gone. High pressure from about Messina, New York, up on the Canada border to western North Carolina. So we will have a cool northerly flow post-storm during the day on Tuesday.
You know, Brett, it's interesting because when we did the previous podcast and we looked at the long-range outlook, particularly the Canadian model, there was the conversation about a very stormy period between February 7th and February 17th. So what, from an atmospheric standpoint, has unfolded to lead us to this point where we could get walloped Sunday night into Monday?
Well, there are a few things that are going on, Dan. One thing is El Nino is weakening. And when we tend toward normal in the waters of the Pacific, El Nino is when the surface temperature of the water in the tropical Pacific is significantly above where it should be. And La Nina is when it's significantly colder than where it should be. But all the studies that we've done show when the temperatures are near normal in the tropical Pacific, that translates downstream here, half a world away in Connecticut and New England. It usually translates into us getting a favorable storm track and a favorable snow track. You have in the atmosphere ridges and troughs. It's kind of like watching waves coming in at the ocean front. You see a big ridge on a wave, and then there's a big trough, and then there's another wave and whatever. Well, how this sets up globally, where we have ridge, trough around the globe, usually sets up in a favorable fashion that we have cold enough air coming down through the Great Lakes and eastern Canada, much like this one. You get these cold highs across eastern Canada. And even if it's not cold here to begin with, if that cold air is available for the storm to tap, and then you want a favorable track, and this track is nearly perfect coming out of the Gulf of Mexico, so it's got plenty of juice to it. Moving up through North Carolina and then taking a track toward the benchmark. So, you know, if you kind of drew a line from Raleigh-Durham, North Carolina, to a position south and east of Nantucket and drew a straight line with a ruler, and then you said, okay, the storm is going to move along that track, and then you sort of put your finger down and say the wind flows counterclockwise around low pressure, you would see that the wind flow into Connecticut would be from the north and east. So that's hence the term nor'easter. The northerly wind bringing in the cold component, the easterly wind bringing in the moisture component off the ocean. So you put those two together, and that's where you get your big storm. So that's why we say when a storm tracks toward the benchmark, it's just the wind flow around the low counterclockwise, which is most favorable for us to get our big storm. So that's one of the main reasons, Stan, that we're looking at this stormy pattern setting up.
What else can you tell us about Sunday?
Well, I've got a bunch of temperatures here, Dan. These are the European, which I am tending to use. You know, from years of working with me, there are all these various models, but when push comes to shove, if I had to bet my house on one of these models, I would usually come down with the European model. And they are predicting a high temperature today of 50, a high temperature Friday of 39, a high temperature Saturday of 37, a high temperature Sunday of 37. And you say, Brad, that's too warm for the storm. Well, remember, we've got that Arctic cold just to our north up in eastern Canada. And when the storm starts to move toward us, it's going to grab onto some of that colder air. Monday, high of 33. So we're right there, right at that, melting freezing point. And then Tuesday, high temperature of 30. So it's not terribly cold, but it's cold enough. It's likely to be cold enough. So that's what we've got there. Now, in terms of starting, I do think with that high of 37 on Sunday, that's for the greater Hartford area, we're going to start off most spots as rain. I could see up toward Colebrook and Goshen and that area, you know, maybe starting off as a mix of rain and snow on Sunday afternoon. But Sunday night, as the colder air works into the storm, I do expect it to turn over to snow. The snow could be quite heavy later at night. And I do expect, if everything works out the way that these models are trending right now, I expect a lot of cancellations and or delays on Monday morning. And now, having said that part, before we get to the accumulations and stuff, Dan, having said that part, you and I have spoken offline about this. And what we will do is, seeing we're already, you know, we're 3 days out from Sunday already, we've got to go all Thursday, all Friday, all Saturday before we even get to Sunday. So Sunday morning at some point, we will do a storm-specific podcast. And we will be on Sunday with fresh information for the incoming storm. So you're going to want to sort of make a mental note of that to on Sunday, go to bradfieldweather.com, or you can just say, hey, S-I-R-I, I don't want to say it because it'll start talking right now. Play the Bradfield Weather podcast or whatever, and it will start doing it. So, she's down cellar at my house here, so I'll say it quietly. Alexa. You can ask, but Dan and I will be on with the podcast on Sunday. And I think that's really cool, Dan. You know, we've got that, like you say, Alexa down cellar for some reason, and then Siri on this level and Siri on the bedroom level. But it's fun for me because when I work out, and I'm not working out as much as I should, but when I work out down cellar, my recumbent bike or whatever, I'll just say, hey, Alexa, play the Bradfield Weather podcast. And then it comes on and I hear us. And it's a good way to kill a half an hour.
There you go. Well,
yeah.
And it's a new world, that's for sure, from a technological standpoint. So snow amounts, it's too early kind of to estimate. We'll have a better gauge on Sunday in our podcast. What do you think?
Yeah, we'll have a better gauge, Dan. But I want to, you know, say a few things right now. I mean, if Brad Field were going out right now and I had to make a forecast, and I do think it's kind of early to be making a forecast of exact amounts, but if I had to right now, I'd say 2 to 5 inches along the I-95 corridor and a pretty widespread 5 to 10 inches through interior Connecticut. And again, that would be Sunday night and Monday morning. I looked at the GFS, which is a little bit south and east of the European track, a little bit of a flatter wave, so less significant, if you will. And even the less significant GFS is bringing about 8 inches of snow to Bradley. The shoreline lasts about 2 inches at Bridgeport, about 1 inch at Groton. New Haven is just far enough to the north that the GFS has 3 to 6 inches for New Haven. Around 5 in Waterbury, around 5 in Windham. So, you know, there looks like there's a pretty good swath of 5 inches plus through interior Connecticut. The European, though, right now, has a 3 to 6 inch snowfall along the I-95 corridor and up to as much as 10 to 14 inches through inland Connecticut. And what I mean by that is sort of along and you know, wide berth along I-84. So once you get inland from I-95, the immediate Connecticut shoreline, the snow amounts could build up quite readily on Sunday night and Monday. But again, Dan, it's early, and we will we'll have much more on this with our storm-specific podcast coming up on Sunday morning.
Okay, then on a more immediate note, as we wrap up the podcast, again, we're putting this together on the 25th of January. What does our immediate forecast look like?
Well, Dan, whether you can see me or not, patchy fog is in the forecast today. It's like, yeah, no kidding, Brad. Cloudy skies, temperature between 48 and 54. Tonight, rain, especially after midnight. Temperatures in the mid-30s. Now, I suppose Norfolk or, you know, Cornwall or Colebrook or somebody like that could maybe tickle 32 tonight, and there might be the slightest bit of ice on, you know, some vegetation or something, but I am not looking for freezing rain tonight. I'm looking for just liquid rain. Friday morning rain. Cooler, but not cold. Temperature between 38 and 44. Saturday is kind of cloudy, just kind of not doing much. Clouds, a little bit of sun maybe, 38 to 44. Saturday night is mostly cloudy, 30 to 35. Sunday, we'll see rain developing during the afternoon. That if you're watching the Kansas City-Baltimore football game on television, it will be the exact same storm. Temperatures here will be between 35 and 40. Rain changing to snow on Sunday night with temperatures plummeting through the 30s, down through the 20s, down toward 20 degrees. And then on Monday morning snow, breezy and cold, temperature 25 to 30 for the high. And then Tuesday, clearing, post-storm, breezy, and temperatures 30 to 35.
Okay, Brad. Well, again, we will have an update on Sunday morning. We'll put another storm-specific podcast together. But to you and Sandy and our podcast audience, have a safe weekend. But again, we will have that update on Sunday.
Thank you, Dan. Sounds great. And I hope you and Susan have a relaxing start to your weekend, and then you and I will be a little bit busy on Sunday morning.
You bet. Thanks, Brad. The Brad Field Weather Podcast has been underwritten by McAllen Construction. McAllen Construction, from the first dig to the last nail. And remember, McAllen does snow removal.